Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. Today we're diving into a term that sounds like a vintage comic book sound effect, but is actually a terrifying economic phenomenon, the crack-up boom. Sarah, what are we looking at here? Is it a party or a disaster?
It's a party in a burning building, John. The term was coined by Ludwig von Mises. It describes the final frantic stage of an inflationary collapse. It's not just prices going up. It's the moment the public realizes the currency is dying, and they lose all faith in its future value.
What causes the crack-up? What lights the fuse?
It's usually a cycle of bad decisions. Excessive credit expansion. The central bank reduces rates against economic reality and keeps interest rates artificially low for too long. Monetizing debt. The government spends way more than it collects, so the central bank prints money to buy that debt. We are now in another era of quantitative easing since late 2025. The psychological shift is the big one. Usually, when prices rise, people save more because they think, I'll wait for the price to drop. In a crack-up boom, they realize the price is never coming back down.
So instead of saving, they sprint to the mall to buy.
Exactly. They buy anything, pianos, gold, canned goods, luxury watches, just to get rid of the hot potato cash before it loses another 10% of its value by Tuesday. This surge in spending looks like a boom in GDP, but it's actually the sound of a fiat currency disintegrating.
The music eventually stops, right? So what happens next?
It's a total systemic reset. Price controls and shortages. Governments often try to freeze prices, which leads to empty shelves and black markets for a period of time. Productivity collapses. Since money is meaningless, businesses can't plan for the future. Why build a factory today if you don't know what the dollar will be worth tomorrow? Currency replacement. Eventually, the old currency is abandoned. People switch to bartering or a foreign currency.
And the impact on pensions? This sounds like a nightmare for anyone retired or planning to be. What happens to a standard pension?
It's devastating. Pensions are typically fixed income or heavily weighted in bonds, aka government debt. The nominal trap is painful. Your pension might technically pay you $3,000 a month. But if a loaf of bread costs $500, that check is now worthless. Savers get wiped out. The crack-up boom effectively transfers wealth from the savers, pensioners, to the debtors, governments. The government pays back its debt with worthless paper, and the elderly are left holding the bag.
Frightening. So is there a lifeboat in this circumstance? This brings us to the safe harbor argument. A lot of people are looking at Bitcoin as the solution here.
Why?
It comes down to scarcity, sovereignty, and self-custody. BTC is fixed in supply. In a crack-up boom, the problem is an infinite supply of fiat. Bitcoin has a hard cap of 21 million. You can't print more Bitcoin to bail out a bank or fund a war or pay for endless services. Zero counterparty risk. A pension is a promise from an institution or third party. Bitcoin is a pure bearer asset. If you hold your keys, you don't have to worry about a bank closing its doors or a government revising your retirement age.
But Bitcoin is volatile. Can it really be a safe harbor?
Sure. In the short term, it's a roller coaster. It always has been. But in a crack-up boom scenario, you're not looking for stability relative to the dollar. You're looking for an exit ramp in real terms. Bitcoin is a global, liquid, and undevaluable alternative to purchasing power. While the local currency is doing a death spiral, Bitcoin remains tied to a global market of value on a decentralized, immutable, on-chain balance sheet.
So while the building is burning, Bitcoin is the fire escape.
Precisely. It's the only asset that isn't someone else's liability, which is precisely why we own it and continue to use it as a hedge against fiscal and monetary mismanagement by the governments and banks. They have a track record. And now, we as individuals get a choice.
Fascinating. So, as frightening as this podcast topic can seem, we do have an option to remove ourselves from the issue. This is a big deal for those who care to take a good look at sound assets and monetary energy. Of course, this is what DBM stand for, and for a deep dive into the adoption process, we recommend the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes, and see you next time.